it says even when it looks like,
even when it looks like it's over and done.
Yeah, it ain't over because God will finish.
God will finish all that.
Come here, let me tell you why.
I'm the head, not the tail.
Where's all my winners at tonight? Say,
I shall win and not fail.
If you are above and not beneath, I need to hear you tonight.
I'm above, not beneath.
Heck, and I've got the devil.
And I've got
where he belongs. Put your foot on his head right now and say,
yeah. is correct. We are here. We are standing in the gap for you here, as we typically are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night here on Praise 107.9. So we thank you right now for listening in with us, and we pray as we always do. We ask God to consecrate this place, to bless us wherever we are, Lord, wherever we are in our cars, wherever we are in our homes, in our dorms, no matter where we are. We just ask that you keep us within your safekeeping. Help us to hear tonight your message, your music, and be empowered through your ministry of prayer as we connect together as a community of prayer, praise, and proclamation, just because you are worthy of it all. So in Jesus' name, we thank you and we love you, and we all say amen. Amen. Thank you for joining me tonight again and standing in the gap with Pastor Monica. There are several ways to get in touch with us. Simply go to the website for praise1079.com, praise1079.com, and there you'll see all the ways to get in touch with us. You know, I'm going to drop that on you like it's hot also, too, throughout the broadcast. Of course, I'm talking about the information. You can get in touch with us, though, by email, sitgpastor@gmail.com. Also, just go to that site and you'll see the logo for the link to Facebook, and that is a messenger way that you can send your praise report as well as your prayer request. The number to call us live is 904-296-2251. The number to call us later is 904-624-9868. We are here this weekend talking about this new series, Joy is Within the Journey. Joy is within the journey. We just have to know how to see the joy even through all the other stuff. Amen. We have some special guests. We're going to continue with what those who are listening in heard earlier. We want to continue with that because you know how we do it here. We praise God, but we know simultaneously we also punk Satan. And so we are going to finish the interview we heard earlier with Turning Tables, and we're going to continue to be a blessing to God together, allow our ministries to give God glory together, because we can't glorify God by ourselves. We're going to open up with a song to prepare our hearts first, and this is by Miss Tasha Cobbs featuring Jimmy Cravity, and this is You Know My Name. You know God does know your name, right? Stay with us right here. I'm looking forward to hearing your voice, looking forward to hearing how you are doing, for real, for real. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica on Praise 107.9. should just continue in that spirit of worship right there. Just continue to praise God and thank God for truly walking with us, talking with us, showing us, reminding us that we are God's own. You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am here right now, as we typically are, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. just for you. Why? Because God said so. And because we love you, we love God. I know you say you don't know me. Yes, we do. We know enough of you that you are a child of God, whether you accept that or not. So we are here to stand in the gap with you between misery and ministry, between wounds turning into worship, and between those painful moments turning into praise. So I said that we have guests tonight that are just from the show you heard earlier. And so we have Brother Walik here, as well as Brother Jims, who's talking about his church and state CD. So I want to give them opportunity to finish, because I think it's very important for us to know why Brother Jims came into, why Jims came into this ministry of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, just that special, extra special way that he does. Right, Walik?
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And since we have the host, Walik, here, now we get to have him as a guest. That's okay?
That feels good.
Okay, and we're going to find out about his nonprofit also that helps at-risk teens and those adolescents who are in trouble. Thank God for these two brothers right now. So right now we want to hear from Brother Jims as to what Walik was asking you. How is it that you came to be the way that you are right now, the calling? What did that look like, sound like, feel like for you?
Yeah, it's beautiful how God is real. Because growing up, I remember I used to go to this Baptist church.
Okay.
And we never, like, praise God for real, though.
Okay.
So we'll leave church and, like, cuss each other out. Like,
your family, too?
Yeah,
how old, like, were you?
I was, like, 10, 11 at the time. And so, but what I heard in church was, like, you know, about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I remember. I used to, and so when I was in the streets and stuff, I used to always say, if I get shot out here, I'm going to just ask God to forgive me.
Wow.
And I'm going to go to heaven. I used to think like that.
Okay.
And so, but that was faulty thinking.
Okay.
You know, because of the way I was living. But, you know, God, when in my 20s, God came to me through this really old white man.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was talking about revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept saying over and over. And that night, I had never had an experience like that. That night, God spoke clearly to me.
Okay.
And I found a Bible in the house. I don't know how I found that Bible.
Okay.
And I started digging into Revelation. And I just wept when I saw the things in Revelation and what was coming.
Wow.
And so God started to teach me from there. And the beautiful thing is, like, it's not a popular calling,
right?
To warn, talk about future things, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that,
right?
But the more I embraced it, the more peace I had with it, and now it's just like it's fun in a sense.
Okay, all right. I hear you.
So
you've been doing it how long now?
12 years.
12 years.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Awesome. We're going to hear a little bit more about that when we come back. But right now, we're going to transition into No Ordinary Worship as Kalante Gavin takes us deeper into the zone we need to be in. Amen. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
This ain't no ordinary.
Give it.
tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. Oh, this is what she said, yo. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Moment. Come on, help me sing. For you and me, yeah. This man only wanted to make us free. Oh yes, he did.
Oh yes, he did.
Listen, y'all. But in 3 days, he rose with all power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 days, he rose with all
power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for that. This is Standing in the Gap still here on Praise 107.9. And we have a special guest who's a caller on tonight. This is Evangelist Sabrina Walker. Sister Walker, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you sound awesome. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm good. And we got a couple of brothers of the gospel in the studio with us, too. Waleek, you want to say hello to Evangelist Sabrina?
Hey, how you doing, my sister?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Good. And we have Brother Jim's too, who's a recording artist here.
Hey, praise God, sister. How you doing?
Praise God. I'm doing good.
Okay. So tell us about the event that's coming up, because we're going to be praying for that.
Well, first of all, thank God for the opportunity to come on the air to talk about this amazing production, a tribute to Aretha Franklin. It's titled Amazing Grace Musical, birthed by Brother Daryl Hall of Stage Aurora. He has put together this awesome musical with some of Jacksonville's local talent. We formed the choir that would be singing some of her major gospel hits. This would take place on March the 30th at 7 p.m. at the Greater Refuge Temple Church on Roe Avenue.
Okay.
That's that right off of Lem Turner Road on Jacksonville's north side.
Say that date again,
so,
please.
We are looking to have a high time. We basically will be singing some of her hits such as How I Got Over.
Evangelist Sabrina.
Oh, Mary, Don't You Weep. Precious Memories. All of those good songs. So we're excited, and we just want everybody to come out and just praise the Lord with us.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little.
Okay. Can you tell us
can the... Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Can you tell us the date again?
Hello?
Yes, can you tell us the date again of the event?
Can you hear me, Pastor Monica?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, sister, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sister?
So we're going to get back. I have those dates, too. I'm going to share that information, and then we will get back to that. We'll talk to Evangelist Sabrina at a different time a little later tonight. But we also have them from Stage Aurora who will be talking to this weekend as well as next weekend. They're also going to give some tickets for those who may want to attend, give a few free tickets for those who want to attend. But I have all the information for you. I'm going to make sure that you get that. This Aretha Franklin tribute, it is specifically for the gospel CD that she did. So it's amazing songs. And so we thank God for that. We're going to hear one of those songs tonight as well. So until then, we're going to continue with the broadcast right now, staying in the gap, and get some more music to you, because that's why we're here. I see some of the prayer requests and praise reports that are coming on already. And so I thank God for that. I'm going to look at some of those, bring them back to your attention so we can pray together, so we can do what? Slay together those things that seek to overwhelm us. Thank you so much for listening in. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9. We are here for you.
Lift those hands, lift those hands. Stay right there, Jimmy. Listen. Always remember Jesus. Always remember Jesus, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Always remember Cheers!
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Always remember Jesus. Jesus. Always keep him on those hands. Always keep him on. On your mind. Always, always, always keep him, keep him, keep him, keep him. Keep him, keep him, keep him on your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift those hands. Always keep him on your mind. Lift those hands all over the building. Thank you, Jesus. Can you feel the presence of God? Lift your hands. Lift your hands all over the sanctuary. He's in the room right now. He's in the room. Just tell God, thank you right now. When I count to three, I want you to worship God like you never worshiped him before. And clap those hands and praise God. One, two, three. Come on here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a beautiful, powerful song. And we thank God for that. Always remember, and that's why we are here. We have a few special guests. You just heard from Evangelist Sabrina Walker, and we thank God for her. We're going to hear more from her at a different date, and also possibly next weekend hear from other reps from that Stage Aurora presentation, that production company. And they have it again March 30th. Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, powerful tribute to Aretha Franklin doing the songs from her gospel CD. That's going to be March 30th, and that will be at the Greater Refuge Temple. So I have more information for you on that. Right now we're going to hear also from Brother Walik. He's going to tell us about the name of his nonprofit and just how it helps those who it helps, those teens, those at-risk adolescents, and why he even started that. So the name and how and why, bro.
Okay, peace and blessings. The name is BAD, B-A-D.
Okay.
And, it stands for Building Against Destruction.
All right.
And years ago, when I was in prison, I was really trying to find out what it was that God was calling, you know, me to do. And I was denying it.
Okay.
You know, he would show me and I would deny it. I said, nah, that's not it.
What was he showing you?
He was showing me preaching.
Okay. You couldn't say it either.
Nah.
That's how I was. Go ahead. Say it again, but say it for real, for real.
Preaching.
There we go.
Yeah, and I didn't want it. And
I said, nah. Right. I feel you.
Nah, because my mother and father, that's what they do.
Okay.
And he showed me a vision of a shepherd going to a sheep,
mm-hmm.
and to comfort the sheep, and the sheep bit him.
Whoa.
And then he told me that's what I was scared of.
Yeah.
And he asked me, how soon do you comfort that sheep after it bites you?
Okay.
And I didn't have an answer for him. He told me instantly, and I didn't want that.
Wow.
And he let me know that when it comes to specifically the youth ministry, you know, it's one of the hardest ministries out there.
It is.
They at that place in their you know, that age bracket,
right,
to where, you know, not only do they feel like they know everything, but they have to figure out things on their own. And that was really tough for me. So when I was in prison, he showed me that the enemy is building against destruction in the youth.
Okay.
I mean, the enemy is building a specific ministry of his own to destroy the youth.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to build against that destruction.
Okay.
So that's where the name Bad came from.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So no wonder the Lord had us talking about what we were talking about off air, about how to bring people along with you and doing excellence.
Definitely.
But being patient and being, you know, loving and kind the way God does us. So we thank God for that. And so for Bad, for building against destruction, what time, when did you actually get it started?
I mean, soon as I came home. This is 2012.
Okay.
As soon as I came home, I mean, I hit the streets running. Tried my best to get into the school systems. They said I needed paperwork, I needed all of that stuff. So I just went ahead and just started on my own back in Connecticut.
Okay.
And
is that where it started?
It started in Connecticut.
And where is it now?
Here in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Here
do you still have some help in Connecticut?
Yes, I do. Reality Outreach. It's another nonprofit ministry up in Connecticut. And we actually are connected, very well connected. We actually started at the same time.
Beautiful. And, so we'll be praying for Reality Outreach also.
Yes.
What's her name who leads that?
It's going to be Rosa Lee Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's up in New Britain.
And the same target group and everything.
Actually, she focused more on the homeless.
Oh,
more
wow.
On the
that's
people
beautiful.
Who are in need.
Okay.
And, that's her ministry, making sure people are fed, making sure they are clothed. And you know what the Lord said, you know, specifically that the poor will always be with us.
Right.
So that's where her heart is at.
Okay, you know? God bless Sister Rosalie as well. We'll be praying for Sister Hill. Now we're going to ask our brother James also, as far as the music that you do, as far as church and state, did you, in you comprising it, coming up with it, hearing those songs from the Spirit as to what to do, did you have a particular target group too, or are you just inclusive of the youth and everyone in what you say?
Yeah, God had talked to me about corporate ministry and personal ministry. And it's two separate things. Corporate ministry is like how you see John the Baptist in the wilderness.
Right.
You know, with the message that he was screaming out, or when he'll send a prophet to a nation, you know, or anywhere. That's corporate ministry.
Right.
But more personal is how Jesus was with the woman at the well, and he gave her his time and he talked to her and things like that.
Right.
And so it's a separate thing. The music is more corporate. It's for everyone. It's a warning.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have personal ministry where I disciple young men.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years now. And it's one of the hardest things because you're dealing with men. You're not dealing with kids.
Right.
So a lot of times those are like the trees that they say, I think they say it's harder to bend a tree when it's fully
right. That's a good
mature
analogy, right?
Yeah. So
and so, because you're dealing with men also, and it's absolutely no disrespect to my brothers, all these king and princes, but you're dealing with men also who are compared as far as maturity to young adults
right.
at time, or to teenagers, because either they didn't have their father.
True.
Or some didn't have their mom.
Right.
We don't use terms like deadbeat dad here,
yeah,
because
yeah.
God didn't call anybody to do that. Or missing moms, because people do make mistakes. People do sometimes allow drugs and other situations to take over. However, God is still always our primary parent.
That's right.
And so we can always look to where God would put another person in our path, another person who is BAD, the right way, building against destruction. Mm-hmm. Another person who's bringing in beautiful, powerful music that you can dance to too, because we got to get our groove on for the Lord. just saying. And so God would bring in Ananias to you to help open your eyes and take the blinders off. God would bring
right.
a Barnabas to you with the spirit of encouragement. God to bring Priscilla and Aquila to you to help you in your Apollos walk to know more than the facts about God, but to know about the experience of faith in God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so we thank God for that. We thank God for both of you. And we want people to know how to connect with you if they want to help out, to support, to pray specifically. We are always soliciting prayers. Amen.
Amen.
And so if there are ways that they can just keep an eye out for events that you may have, ways that they can help, volunteer, whatever, we want to give you both a chance to let people know your contact information. Brother Walik is going to let us know his information now.
All right. Well, you can definitely email me at buildingagainstdestruction@gmail.com. That's buildingagainstdestruction@gmail.com. Okay. Another way you can also see some of my stuff is by going to YouTube and looking up Monster on the Other Side. Monster on the Other Side.
Okay.
It's an anti-bullying video that we just did for all our students that have committed suicide in the last year.
Monster on the Other Side. Okay.
It made it to Jax News. Tanika?
Yeah, Tanika Hughes.
Yeah.
Tanika Hughes gave me a call and she was able to come interview me and put it on the news and everything.
Yeah, she's awesome. Thank God.
She's
okay.
Amazing. So you guys can look me out on there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, Brother Jims, tell us how to keep in contact with you, how to get your music and anything else that's coming up.
Church and State, the album, is available on iTunes, Apple, any kind of platform that's out there in the media world.
Nice.
You can get It's Jims the artist, and the album is named Church and State. And also, my social media, everything, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, is Jims the artist, J-I-M-S, which stands for Jesus is my Savior, the artist.
All right.
Jims the artist.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank God for both of you. We're going to pray with you both before we allow you to go, okay?
All right, definitely.
Okay, God, thank you for our brothers. Thank you also for Evangelist Sabrina. We just ask that you continue to do mighty works through each and every one of them. Continue to bless the ministries they have, the nonprofits they have, the gifts, the talents, dear Lord, and continue to protect them from the evil that seeks to sift them as wheat. We know that, God, you have blessed them mightily, and so to much is given, much is required. We also know that it requires some sacrifice, some suffering, and for that we ask that you keep your steady hand on them. As you bless Wadley, continue to show him, dear God, how there's never a need to be ashamed of the things of the past as you bring them forward so that he can be a shining example of how to move beyond yesterday to get to a brighter and better future. We thank you for his progress, and we thank you for his commitment to you, knowing that you are committed to him. We ask that you continue to bless Brother Jims as he continues to be a blessing unto your people. Give him the avenues, open the doors, and direct him to the right platforms as to which to shine his light. And we thank you that his shine is so bright because you trust that he will shine it right back on you, the one who is the ultimate superstar. And we ask that you bless Evangelist Sabrina right now, Stage Aurora, and the event and every event that comes from them. Bless that place. Help each and every rehearsal to come together. Protect them as they drive. Take the spirit of busyness away, dear Lord, so that truly they can just sit in the presence of you, which is the fullness of joy and the abundance of peace. We thank you for loving us, and we thank you for doing what you always do, getting your ministry to your people, through your people, to bring about greater outcomes to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we bless your name, and we all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica here on Praise 107.9. The number to call in with your prayer requests and praise reports is 904-296-2251 live, 904-624-9868 later, and we are going to continue to pray you to and through.
Pop, hip hop, wanna see the common in me. And since it's a senseless contradiction, I end up a misfit trying to fit in. This ends when I stand up and see the hands of the standard. Holy is the Lamb. Now we holding you to man up, cause we were made in this image. Start looking at what you came from.
Right after Adam, every Adam and anatomy's adamant, adamant after what Adonai is against. Let me take you back to the dream. He never read it, you see the Eve was deceived, but Adam is the one who led her in. No, steadily, no, we ain't leading, we basically little boys with muscles and a mustache. The femininity, we need a remedy to God, man, 100% masculinity.
We the last. Yeah, where the men at? Seems like they all lost. None of them are on the scene. Seems like they died off. They extinct, but my dream is the rise of we chasing the prize of the king of the five boss. But we fell away, now we ungodly. We lose and we really got the blues like Navi. I wanna celebrate the news, this was savvy. Fellas, let's elevate, we through with the lobby.
They lie, old heads said, boy, get your shine on. And if a sucker try to block you, get your nine home. And what I heard you gotta do to be a man now, stand up for yourself, so I took it in my hands now. And that's the problem, man, we busy trying to solve it. All the while we walking dead, and somebody bring the coffin. Boy, drop peach soils, now you think that you a man. Cause you're feeling yourself, you need to man up.
Yeah, there's many things man is chasing after. They got some questions, we got some answers. Sex and models and tipping bottles, back a pile of excuses right next to your bottle caps. A Rolodex filled with names that you aim to please, next to the stack of money building up a heart of greed. Ice on his neck, giving jokers the cold shoulder. You drunk off pride, plus you loving the hangover. You got a whole lot of stuff that won't amount to gain. Life will never make sense because you never made change.
We got it twisted, sick like a fever. Little man live, stack dough, keep one. Man up, get up out of that treehouse, leave them cookies alone. It's time to eat meat now. Trying to show you a new way to live now. No charge, you call it a freestyle. Without Christ, a normal man is. You're born a man's body like Tom Hanks in bed.
Yeah. Being a man got nothing to do with age. You could be a boy till the day you lay in your grave. None of us behave like the image of who we're made. Cause we fall in the way, it's better known as the prey. Running from responsibility, really we crave. The easy way out of places to call us to pull our weight. Men ain't born through everyday decisions are made. Responding to the call, God's giving up from the game. Yeah.
Let the process begin. Separate the boys from the men. It don't matter how you started. Partners about how you end. Jesus is the motto. Follow us, we gon' follow him. We the last of a dying breed. It's time that we
man up.
Now I'ma tell the world, tell them. I'ma tell it everywhere I go.
I know one thing's true, I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. A slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life, I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first love me. In my heart I cursed you, but you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing. But you hung there bleeding, you died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed.
What is a man that you mindful of him? And what do I have to deserve his loving?
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. But like a hero in a dream, Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world, tell the world, tell them. I'ma tell it everywhere I go.
Tell the world, tell them.
Yeah, I'm a billboard.
Can't offer you nothing, but your care and kindness keep coming. And your love is so unconditional, I get butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, got a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead, I couldn't hear you. Too deep in sin to come near you. But you drew me in, you cleaned me up. So take me home, beam me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let these folks know that I done seen you.
your love and it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it. Can't quench your love, that can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face look the same, a frame that rearranged, but I'm changed. I promise I ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moments last.
Hallelujah. That's Lecrae featuring Molly Music. And this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here just for you. And we thank God for that. We thank God for those who, like I said, that shared with us tonight. We thank God for Brother Walik. We thank God for Brother Jims. And we thank God for beautiful, powerful evangelist Sabrina as well. So I have prayer requests thus far, and we're going to pray for those. Will you help me pray for those? Please do. We're going to be praying for, we are praying for Miss Louise, who is in ICU. She's 92 years old. She has broken her hip and had an operation, I think it was almost a week ago. Her grandson Morrison puts this prayer request in, and she has an infection since then, and so she is definitely suffering, and we want God to bless her, keep her, and let God's will be done within her life, you know, as God can transition her to better health on this side of heaven or transition her to complete health on the other side of heaven. But that is God's providential and sovereign call to do so. And so her grandson Morrison is so unselfish and beautiful in his prayer request, and that he is fine either way, though he doesn't want to lose her. He loves her so much that he doesn't want her to suffer the way that she is right now. We're praying for him also to continue to have that connection to God, his wife, his 5-year-old, as well as the one that's on the way. Hallelujah. Bun in the oven. Praise the Lord. We're praying for Jonathan Norris as well. He has a 32-year-old son, and we are praying on his behalf. Due to the complications of diabetes, he's starting dialysis. So we want everyone to continue to send prayers up and out to them so that they can feel those prayers and encouragement coming from God. We're also praying for Sister Pam. She's a single mom, and we're praying for Kendall, and we're asking that God help them to have a better relationship. Kendall is her son. We want the biological father and that family to have a better relationship, because truly any child needs both mom and dad. And when moms and dads don't get along, or are not married, or were married, or now divorced, we still have the responsibility, with God's help, to co-parent in ways that please God and bring about better aspects to the maturity and the growth of our children. It does not matter if we didn't get along. We still have to go along in a peaceful way that will please and honor God, who is the primary parent of us all. Amen. We're praying for Brother Leonard ongoing as well. Leonard sends in a prayer request for Curtis, who has cancer and is at hospice. We're praying on behalf of Brother Curtis' wife, Kathy, as well as their 4 sons and 1 daughter. And again, we are asking God to please have God's way, but also have mercy with the families who are standing in the gap for one another. We're praying for Nelia, and we are praying on behalf of the sons, Devin, Jacob, who are going back to school. We're praying that Nelia also goes back to school, or whatever God is showing her to do. She feels that God is showing her to go back to school, and she's a veteran of the Navy. God bless her. Such an awesome, beautiful, powerful little pint of dynamite for the Lord. So we want God to do whatever God wants to do through her. And we know that God will bring the provisions to bring it about. So we just want her to be encouraged and have the courage. That's what encourage means, to actually, with God's power, place courage in someone. We want her to receive the courage that God is placing within her to do all of the great things that God wants to continue to do through her. We are praying on behalf of Heidi as well, who is a nurse and registered nurse, and we want her, which is what she wants, to get the right mate. And there's several of us who have that prayer request. I'm going to share some of those as well. So all who are looking for that right mate, I love when we hear that very humble but also very bold request, because it's saying that, yes, I believe that there should be someone with me in this life, and I want God to do the choosing, because I don't know about you, but my taste sucks. I need to mail my own self some straws, because I suck when it comes to choosing. Some of you do too, so don't judge. And so we are asking God to choose for her, to choose for us, so that we can have less divorces and less discourses of disease and dis-ease, because we are picking and choosing and treating each other like bubble gum, just chewing until the sweetness goes out and then discarding it as if nothing ever happened. We are asking for prayers for Miss Nita, who just wants, not just, but wants a closer, better walk with Christ. And for Kiera as well, who is hungry for more insight about God. So we thank her for her hunger, and that hunger definitely comes from God and blesses God also. We're praying for Blue, who has vitiligo and is seeking for healing of some other things that are going on with him. So we ask God to be a blessing to him and thank God for the amount of healing that he already has. We're in prayer for Beatrice and Walter, who has arthritis and blood clots. We are asking that God continues to help and to help the caregivers to truly see what's going on within both of them, so that those things that seek to claim us cannot claim us. And remember, that's what we try to remind you here all the time, that I understand it, and it's nothing against any preacher, teacher, pastor, anybody who has ever said, don't claim it, I'm not claiming that. But theologically, perspective, the correct way is to pay attention that some things that we don't claim, claim us, and we have to deal with it. Let me simplify. Okay. Not going to the doctor when you feel a lump somewhere, brother, sister, not going to the doctor is not claiming it. It's just being selfishly ignorant, and you know I love you, and saying I'm not going to deal with something that's dealing with me. Not going to the doctor and not claiming it does not mean it's not going to be there, it's not going to go away. Not going to the doctor means that something is claiming me and is having a good time sometimes and getting worse and worse and spreading, or it's absolutely nothing and I'm worried about it and ignoring it at the same time. The correct way for us to do is to know that the truth shall make us free. We need to know the truth about everything, even when it's not good. So going to the doctor to check when there's a sore spot, going to the doctor to check when there's a redness or there's a bruise that looks like a bruise, something looks like a bruise, going to the doctor when there's a knot here, going to the doctor for those annual checkups, and when we hit certain ages and stages of life, going to the doctor on biannual